This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden announced Thursday the U.S. will swiftly donate an initial allotment of 25 million doses of surplus COVID-19 vaccine overseas through the U.N.-backed COVAX program. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
As vaccine demand drops at home, scores of countries have been asking the U.S. for doses. So far, only Mexico and Canada have received them, a combined 4.5 million. The White House says it'll share about 19 million doses with the U.N.-backed global vaccine program, with shots going to South and Central America, Asia, and Africa. Another 6 million will be sent to allies and partners like India and Iraq. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan's making clear the U.S. wants nothing in return.
We're not seeking to extract concessions. We're not extorting.
He says the aim is solely to help end the pandemic. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Thousands of Hong Kong police are expected to surround a central park and patrol the city's streets Friday to prevent people from gathering to commemorate the 1989 crackdown by Chinese troops in and around Beijing's Tiananmen Square. Police have banned any vigils for the second year in a row, citing the coronavirus. Critics say the heightened vigilance from authorities is a marked departure from Hong Kong's cherished freedoms of speech and assembly, bringing the global financial hub closer in line with mainland China's strict controls on society. Last year, thousands in Hong Kong defied the ban, gathering in the downtown Victoria Park and lining up on sidewalks with lit candles across the city. Authorities have warned that taking part in unauthorized assemblies poses the risk of up to 5 years in prison, while advertising or publicizing illegal rallies is punishable.